Welcome to Envisioning Success, the weekly podcast that's your prescription for business clarity. In today's episode, we're exploring the importance of empowering your team to enhance customer service. Laura DiBenedetto and Julia Becker Collins dive into the concept of providing freedom within structure and hiring individuals who can make smart decisions. They emphasize the crucial role of trust in fostering a positive work environment and share examples that prioritize exceptional customer experiences.
Welcome to Envisioning Success with your hosts, Laura DiBenedetto and me, Julia Becker Collins. Today is episode 27. We are going to talk about empowering your team, managing and expanding capacity for avatar-centric service, which is really a fancy way of saying that we want to focus in on how empowering your employees in decision-making and skill expansion. I can't talk today. Can lead to better service for your avatar, which we are loving this topic. Little housekeeping before we get going. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, smash that button on YouTube or your preferred podcasting application. And if you're not already watching our antics on YouTube, I highly suggest you do so. You can also sign up for a boatload of free marketing, leadership, and management information via our email list on our website, vision-advertising.com. And now I'll hand it over to the person that normally runs the show, Laura.
You know what? Hats off. You only got the abba dabbas once. Good job.
I'll take it.
That's cool. I love you did the intro. That's super cool. Well, welcome everybody. We're stoked to have you here. Go do your homework. Do all the button smashing and the whatever. But right now it's all about listening. And we're super pumped about the whole subject of empowerment because that's one of the things that Julia and I deeply believe in to the very core of who we are as people. We are not trying to micromanage our team. In fact, we deeply hate it and we don't have time for that and neither do you. What we want instead is to have an empowered team. This is what you want. Nothing sucks more than calling customer service at blah, blah, blah company, and you get someone who does not have authority to help you. They do not have the credentials to solve your problem. They don't even have the brain capacity to solve the problem, even if they had the authority. That offends my soul. So let's not do that. Let's actually empower our teams by A, hiring correctly, which was the first episode in this four series episode arc. The next one was professional development. This one's about empowerment. Empowering your team. Awesome. Big fan. Worship at that church. Julia, tell me more.
Excuse me. I was so moved that I had to take a second.
My God, get out of here. My heart
is late in the day. Listen. But on a more serious note, I will say that this topic is great because, as Laura mentioned, at Vision, we really do try to empower our staff to make excellent choices. However, we have seen that that is not what the majority of companies or employers do. There is a high level of micromanaging in corporate America, which is not great for retention, for recruitment, for happiness with your clients or your staff overall. When we empower our staff and our team to make decisions, it really does look like, hey, here are your boundaries. Here are the walls around what you can authorize or create or do. But when you step outside of that, that's when you need to bring in somebody else. And that's okay. It's just giving them the information of, here is the landscape that you have authority and autonomy around, and I trust you to deal with those things. And unless you need help or guidance, I do not need to be involved. But when you start approaching the edge of that, maybe you want to clue me in, CC me on an email, let me know what's happening. You don't have to, but it could help. And then once you go past that boundary, whether it's talking about billing or somebody is, unfortunately, it happens to the best of us, yelling, which we do not stand for at Vision Advertising, That is when you bring in somebody else to help. The backup mm-hmm. needs to come in. But people, you should be hiring people that are incredibly smart, that are smarter than you. I highly believe in hiring people that are smarter than me. And the best thing I can do for their happiness and also for the happiness of our clients is to empower that staff to make great decisions with the information that they have, knowing who we are as a company, what we do for the client, what's included in their contract, et cetera, and giving them the tools to do that job.
Amen. What you've just neatly described could be summarized as freedom within structure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. We love freedom within structure.
One of my favorite phrases.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that most leaders and hiring managers and people managers just don't realize that that's an option.
I would agree with that. It bothers me when I get the whole customer service rigmarole where someone has been disempowered and they've had any ability to use their brain taken away from them. Mm-hmm. We really believe in the exact opposite of that. Frankly, I'm proud of this because we have, frankly, a great staff that advocates for our clients. And, you know, if you're listening to this, you either have that or you want it. Because mm-hmm. what you don't want to do is constantly be the only person that can solve problems, the only one that can be someone's hero and make their day. Mm-hmm. Frankly, the more you empower people, the more they want to do a good job, the more they want to look good for you, and the more they want to just deliver wins. It's what was that thing? It's like leaving my brain right now. I don't know why I hate that, but it's like it's the whole culture of adulting that we talked mm-hmm. about in like, I don't know, like 8 episodes back. This really is an extension of that. It's, we believe in your ability to be an adult. So we are going to give you the structure that you have tons and tons of room within. Here's how we want to support you to make these decisions on your own and whatever. Here's what our avatar loves. Here's what our clients love. Now go forth and be awesome. Another one of the Laura DiBenedetto trademark phrases. Go forth and be awesome.
How do you encourage your team to take initiative in decisions impacting the avatar?
Well, frankly, I get them excited about it. One of the things that will stop people from making decisions and exercising autonomy and free thinking is fear. So what if you take the fear away and you don't have a punitive culture where people are punished for making the wrong decision, but instead they are built up and nurtured and loved through wrong decisions? And it's like, oh, wow, that was a swing and a miss, and it's okay, we'll fix it. So here's what we want to try next time, and it's okay, you're not in trouble.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's very important for people to understand that they are not going to get fired if they make the wrong decision, that we're giving you freedom within structure and we trust you to do it, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Trust is huge. I think that people are definitely afraid a lot. And I mean, it stops people from being great and really living up to their full potential. I mean, you know, we talked about hiring good people that align with your customer / avatar, but you want to keep them and you want them to do a good job and you want them to be happy and want to stay. And
absolutely.
Frankly, the more you invest in the amazing human beings on your team and you make them feel safe and you make them feel like they get to help the business and actually make an impact and make them feel accurately that they do matter, I think the better off you're going to be.
Agreed. And I know I've said this before, and I will continue to say it. It is much more expensive to hire somebody new than it is to invest in the staff that you have now. Same as with clients. It is much more expensive to find a new client rather than to keep a client. Retention helps you build wealth. And it's the same with your staff and trying to get them not only to be happy in the role, but to feel like they are contributing, that they have a voice at the table. That's a big thing here at Vision. When we hire from interns all the way up to directors. We want people to understand they have a voice at the table and that I don't need to have all the answers. And if you can present a better solution to me, I am happy to go with your option.
Mm-hmm. I think you've actually done a really nice job of empowering the team that we've had and even the interns who've joined us and really giving people an opportunity to shine and share what they have to say. It's also a coaching moment. If, you know, maybe they gave a great idea and it was already, you know, decided that it wasn't good, share. Hey, you know, we made the decision on this idea. We had a similar one. We chose not to go with it because blah, 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 blah. You know, giving people more, what's the word I'm looking for? Buy-in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that matters. That's how you keep your team really happy. And here's the thing, the happy thing, it keeps coming up in this whole month of episodes. We keep talking about happiness. It matters because if your team is happy and they're equipped to make decisions and they feel safe, they will. And then they're more likely to make the correct decisions, especially when they, like the last episode, have been professionally trained on how to serve your customer and how to really meet the avatar where they are. You're going to get a person who is so excited and eager to please, and you're going to get customers and clients and avatars and everybody else, pick all the words you want, who are thrilled to stay with you because they see that people care. And that's the number one reason why I will leave a business that I've been doing business with, is because I don't feel like they care about me.
I'm chuckling because we just, you know, changed service providers recently for one of the things that we outsource. And it was because we felt like we weren't being cared for.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know who does a great job? Chewy.com.
Yes. Yes. They do an amazing job.
It's memorable customer service. Like, you talk about caring. They're like caring with all caps and an exclamation point.
And it's not even something you would realize that they do because they're a big company. I think they were bought by Amazon and they're a really big company, but they send handwritten birthday cards for your pets. They send gifts. They send, I've heard that they send flowers if your pet dies.
Yep.
They, all kinds of amazing things. They're incredible.
My mom just lost her kitty of 18 years, and Chewy.com, shout out to you all. You're killing it and we love you. And I'm a customer for life.
Me too.
They sent my mom a beautiful card signed by a bunch of team members, and they also sent her a dozen beautiful roses.
It's incredible.
My mom's like 80 years old and she was devastated to lose her little pal. Absolutely devastated. That made her feel so much like comfort.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. It's the small details that really make your company stand out in their relationships with their clients. Mm-hmm. Because people have choices and they want to feel seen and heard and cared for.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the benefit of empowering your team and investing in them. You make them want to do the extra mile instead mm-hmm. of just, I have to do the extra mile because the boss said so. No, it becomes an important value of theirs as well. It's like value transference. And instead of just checking boxes, you know, I guarantee you these people are writing these cards with compassion in their hearts and they're sending these flowers just knowing that they're going to make somebody feel better after the loss, you know? And I mean, Chewy.com is such a great example of, you know, how to really lean in. Now imagine if you can get your whole team to create that type of memorable experience for your customers. One right. of the best ways to do it is buy in and empowering your team and making them want to.
Right. And it really helps when the team understands that the impact, like the impact that they have. A lot of times people think they're just a cog in the wheel and they mm-hmm. don't matter and nobody's going to notice. And that is the failure of management and leadership, because if they didn't matter, then the position wouldn't exist. You need to show people the impact that they have and how they are valued by the company and the impact that they have with their clients, so they understand the value in every word they say, that investing in the professional development that we talked about last time is worth it, that they are helping somebody. So we are really in the business of helping. Yes, we do marketing, but we think about it as a tool to help another business. And it's not because we're a nonprofit. It's because we're a people first business. Mm-hmm. And when the staff understands that they are helping a, you know, rubbish business that's been owned for three generations break into a new geographic market and see the success that they're having, and we get to know the office dog and they get to know our pets, and it's just like this lovely relationship, and our staff feels that they are having a real impact on this family business, and the family business feels like they really can trust us.
Mm-hmm. Authenticity in relationships is rare. It's sad that it's rare. It should not be, but it really makes a difference. I mean, the thing that I've been saying for years about really knowing your clients and really having your team deeply connect with the avatar, the clients, the this, that, like on a personal level, is it just takes it away from being a transactional thing, mm-hmm. and turns it into a relationship with a real human. And it really adds so much texture to what you're doing and why. So in the case of, again, I'm just going to pick on Chewy because they're awesome. Look at all this free publicity they're getting today. I love it. The bill is in the mail. No way I would donate this. So the thing that they're doing such a great job at is humanizing the business. And instead of it being like, I get pet food from them. It's like, oh, they actually care about me. You know, they care about my business. And that really matters. But the team at Chewy, I guarantee you, they understand that there's human beings on the other side of it. When people are doing business with each other, a lot of times you forget that it's a real human being that you're helping, not just a company. You know, when I'm thinking about some of our clients, I know who they are. I know when they had their first child. And like, I know these details about them because I like knowing what impact I'm making beyond, oh, your numbers are up. Whoop-a-dee-doo. To me, of course your numbers are up because that's my job. But why? Why does it matter? Your numbers being up matters because I know if your numbers are up, that means you get to take your kid to the ocean for the first time. I know that means you get to take your wife to Europe for the first time and you've always wanted to go. And I know that means that you're going to get to retire and spend more time with your grandkids, you know? That's what that means. So every win for us is very personal. And when we can make that very personal for our team, as you can do with yours, it makes it so your team works harder for your clients because they care about the person they serve, not just the business.
Exactly. I always think back to the movie Office Space, which if you are anywhere close... I know, great movie. If you're anywhere close to the age that Laura and I are, which is, you know, of course our mid-20s, mm-hmm. that you will have also seen that movie. And I think it still holds up this many years later. That office culture is the opposite of what we are talking about here and in the past couple episodes. And part of that is that they really showcased in that movie that nobody there understood or knew the impact that they were having. They didn't feel that they were contributing to really anything in any kind of way. So they didn't have any kind of motivation to even do the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm. It was robotic.
Right. It was very, and unfortunately that definitely happens in big corporations. Mm-hmm. And again, that is a failure of leadership and management.
All right, so here it is. If you've listened to the movie or watched the movie,
fabulous,
you'll remember this. And if you haven't, you're just going to think I'm weird. Ready? Corporate accounts payable, Nina speaking. Just a moment. Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That was excellent. I really appreciate that.
Well, I had like 25 years to practice. Epic great movie.
Great
movie. I employ someone at my other company, and I am deeply offended that she has not seen Office Space. So
yeah, there's a lot of like 32 and below aged people.
She's older than me.
Oh, okay. Then that's
there is no excuse. Heads will roll.
That movie. So when we had our old office in the before times, we had a library of movies for the staff to borrow, and we had books that people could borrow, leadership, management, marketing, blah, blah, blah. One of the movies that I brought in was Office Space, and I used to have viewings for the interns and the new staff because I was like, you're never going to get my jokes if you don't watch this movie.
This is required homework. You
right,
must
you're getting
watch
paid
this movie.
To watch this movie. I require you to spend 2 hours laughing. And if you don't get it, I'm sorry, but you will get it in the future. So
I drop quotes from this all the time. Mm-hmm, damn, it feels good to be a gangsta.
I
just squeeze that into conversations sometimes, and people just look at me like, yeah, it's a movie quote, loser.
Like, I'm in a networking group, and there's a guy in the networking group who's like 23 years old, and he's a sales rep for an office supply company. Not like the office, more like the printer and the fax machine in Office Space that don't work. And he doesn't get the joke. And
what?
It's tragic because it is just comedy fodder waiting for him. And I'm just like, you
he's
need...
He's probably selling to people who love the movie. I'm sorry. That is... Office Space is professional development. Can't convince me otherwise.
It's great.
There, I said it.
I know. That movie's great. I love that movie.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Well, anyway, just a moment. I appreciate you being an awesome co-host. This is a fun show, and... You know, some of these subjects could probably be a little bit boring, but I hope we make them fun for you. Thanks, guys, for listening. It's nice to have you here, and we hope that we'll see you next week. Next week, we're going to be wrapping up this 4-episode theme about building a business that aligns with your avatar. And next week, we're going to be talking about restructuring and creating roles to meet your changing needs. And once I figure out what that's about, we'll end the episode. I
can't
wrote
wait.
All the notes like 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, all right, let's do this.
We're professionals. It's fine.
Julia, what was that thing? It was Pinky in the Brain. You and I used to have this long-standing joke like years ago. What are we doing tonight, Pinky? Or, no, what are we doing tonight, Brain?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Punting.
Are we showing our age?
We are, a little bit. I feel like our producer is not going to get that joke, but that's okay.
She's going to be like, what's Pinky in the Brain? I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Sorry, not sorry.
Whatever. You know what? I'm going to admit it. I'm over 40, and I think it's cool as hell. I look my best. I'm my smartest I've ever been. I'm certainly my most charismatic. Sorry.
Well, this Chuckle Fest has been brought to you by Vision. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and smash that button. Please subscribe to our email list at vision-advertising.com, and we'll see you again next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.